supported by Asiwa and powered by Africell.
Radio Democracy, the true voice of the people.
Radio Democracy, the true voice of the people. Radio Democracy, the true voice of the people.
Radio Democracy, supported by Asiwa and powered by Africell.
From our New Englandville studio, good morning and welcome to the program Good Morning Salon, where they come to you live from the Society for Radio Democracy, 98.1 FM. And this is the midweek edition of the program Good Morning Salon. And today on February 1, we in our new month, we will bring come to you the program this Wednesday morning. My name is Suleiman Storm Kuruma.
And Mina Khadija Bangura, good morning. Inside the program this Wednesday morning, the Executive Director for Campaign for Human Rights and Development International, Chadi, Abdul Fatoma, sleep na CID after we Parliament been call him for go answer question but some allegation the way they say it be make against them just after Radio Democracy Good Morning Salon program Tuesday, January 31st. As first term chairman and leader for the Salon People's Party, John Opojo Benjamin say, the Political Parties Registration Commission, now one party institution they were responsible for the conviction at the SLPP, we go talk to one flag bearer aspirant for the SLPP. And today inside the program, Radio Democracy go look inside one incident at Gbere Bridge, outside and throw away one caterpillar we cost over $70,000 now at her.
Well, this and plenty other story then. Plus, the legal aid board don't suspend one pardon workman where them be sent at the New Englandville police station for go bail two picking them. Outside them say, police go alert say, this legal aid workman go commit offense where the law not grief for. Save Daddy Waka birthday for you inside the program. And remember, say you can listen we on www.radiodemocracy.sl, courtesy of Osiwa and Africell. The program now, Good Morning Salon. You can also send me text message on issues we discuss to the number 077-981-981. And you can also watch me live now with Facebook page.
We continue the program Good Morning Salon. And now I want for welcome to the studio Ambassador Dr. Umaru Bundu Wuri in our one party aspirant them for the SLPP flag bearer position. Good morning, Ambassador, and welcome to the program.
Good morning, Kadiyo.
And Seth, we get na the studio Karim Ba, in a Pan-African activist and journalist. They are this morning. Good morning, Mr. Ba, and welcome to the program.
Good morning, thank you.
All right, and I continue for the week two. They come back to and continue with the program. Good morning, Salon.
Well, we start with the program, and we go na the Open Government Initiative. Wednesday, February 1, 2017, the Open Government Initiative. They begin one social accountability program on water, electricity, waste management, and mobile phone service. Outside, then they expect people for report for the change them where they get for face ask access to their service. Here. So, Khadija Cisse, now the executive director for Open Government Initiative, he talked more to Ahmed Cisse inside this interview.
Radio Democracy 98.1 FM, with me, I get Khadija Cisse, we are the executive director for the Open Government Initiative and same way so the Open Government Partnership. When they work for prepare for Polnado another project program we now the social accountability program. Tell me what in this program they focus on.
Well, the social accountability program they focus on and the service delivery companies them and the private sector more so. And as you are aware, some of the government get ministries them and some of these ministries don't privatize the ministries them, they don't privatize certain services to the private sector. But again, with that, we they get so many complaints them from the public, from the street, that and this we satisfy with this, we're not satisfied with this. So what thing we they do, and president always concerned about public perception, and the last time we get in fact a meeting with them, even they talk about a way where if he get in way, he go want from a public way then way in on service delivery in this country. So for realize that vision, we decide for come up with the social accountability. This and the four at first we go around the country to the chiefs them. There's about 95% of we stakeholders them. We decide that we focus on the service delivery, the companies, the private sector, where they deliver services to the public, instead of government, what we say, would they take on board at first? Because at first, we say, would they take NASIT, would they take Ebola recovery? But more according to them, they want the first 3 months more focus on service delivery and the private sector. So we they focus now on the water resources, GUMA, we they focus on EDSA, when electricity, when NPA, the EDSA, would they focus on Masada, when waste management, would they focus on the telephone companies, when from NATCOM, and they regulate them, the telephone companies and the DSTV. Now they would they focus on this way, the Sierra Leonean people would they expect over 3 million people with all the preparations they would make for make sure say, they give you them perception about them particular companies here.
So before we talk about how Nage forgot about this process for all them people that are so accountable, but if you look at Masada, you look at Masada, you look at GUMA, most of them are in Freetown, them base. We go apply for the water, you get Salwako and all that. So how Nage plan for target people we base now other parts in the country going out of Freetown?
Well, what thing we they do right now, we take one or two areas them we go for do with Freetown, the city, then we take that holistic approach with the other areas them. As I said, we say in our 4 quarters then at the year. This first quarter, these first three months, we they focus on them for the areas then the second 3 months we focus on government because most of the agencies then within the ministries they within our government where they over na the district them, some of them they not privatize them. So we they focus on government the second 3 months. Then the other 3 months we they come back to private sector and focus on areas them where we feel say now areas that were popular where the Sierra Leonean people they really they suffer in their areas then they. So now so we they take them and any time where the 3 months done with the whole like what I tell you just now a symposium and a dialogue on waiting for do next.
So we took a look at how now they get for all the people that are accountable, especially GUMA, you know, Masada in terms of waste management and the other one there.
Okay, what thing we don't plan for do right now? The programs that what we set. In fact, we get the jingle where we go get for people then go translate that jingle in different languages where they pass around the country. We get Sign Africa where we get for send information to the Sierra Leonean people for give them addresses then where they go get for they send the information. We get a float parade where we get Saturday where they really we get the military band for that parade day. We get the police band. We also get Millicent Rhodes and other artists them. We go join with Panda Bandi. We also get flyers, the websites, the federation link, and suggestion boxes. And we don't go on our places like universities, forget phone calls, phone numbers them from different institutions, including national registrations, so that Panda phone numbers here will begin to provoke sentiment, begin to redirect them on who side for go come February 1st. For send you message. One of the channels them now the 644. You they call the 644 from 9 o'clock from 9 o'clock to 5 o'clock. In fact, we they think of even taking we phones then and we homes them for the 644 so that we go able for really upload the information where they come in into we server.
Well, that's now Khadija Cisse, when the executive director, Open Government Initiative, we talk to Ahmed Cisse. But the new social accountability program, what they go do on water, electricity, waste management, and mobile phone service system. Continue for listening to the program. Now, good morning, Salon, and they come to you live from the Society for Radio Democracy, 98.1 FM.
We dey continue the program and now we dey come na studio Asunari Alion. Today we get 2 studio guests them. Usai we get Ambassador Dr. Umar Ubundu Wuri and na one party SLPP flag bearer aspirant them and Sef Karimba in a Pan African activist and journalist. In there this morning he can talk about the AU summit we just done yesterday na Addis Ababa. Usai African heads of state then be meet and talk about so many things them. Well, Karim Ba there this morning for talk about the summit and some paditin them where the heads of state them for Africa been talk about. Good morning once more, Mr. Ba.
Good morning, Khadija.
All right. Before we start for talk about the summit proper and some of the things them where the African heads of state them been talk for this year's summit, tell people them, because it will be used for no na the OAU, then later now we see them begin calling the AU. How the change come about from the OAU to the AU?
Okay, thank you very much. You know, say May 25, 1963, in Addis Ababa, the independent heads of state them at the time, independent countries at the time, we meet and agree say they for form an organization. Well, actually, na Kwame Nkrumah be the push for United Africa, say Africa for come together as one country. So then, of course, we get moderates and conservatives we believe for say no, the process of African unity for be gradual. So the OAU was a compromise, but in essence, they able for achieve one great thing, we now for fed the apartheid regime, but then we also and also free the rest of Africa from colonial rule, especially Mozambique, Angola, and the other countries they be under colonial rule. But in general, they feel in terms of seriously putting the issue of African unity to the people. Them. So in 1999, we Gaddafi be still in power himself after he turned away from the pan-Arab agenda, come turn to Africa now. Then he come up with this idea, say, yes, we think Nkrumah will talk now too. In fact, we need for unite. So in 1999, SALT declaration Libya, they've been agreed for change the name and also for get more vigorous and more effective African Union. Well, let me call for immediate unity, but so then come up with the African Union, we don't last for, then change the structures them and try for strengthen them. But still, whether this has been successful is subject to debate.
So from the term where they don't change them from the OAU to the AU, what is the role where the AU don't they play in Africa in terms of setting up the right structures for African people? Then?
Well, in my view, I think the AU is also a monumental failure, just like the OAU. In terms of actually putting the African agenda on the table, they have failed completely. They have basically become an appendage of the global economic system dominated by the West, especially the Europeans, the Japanese, and the Americans, and now the Chinese, you know. So they don't feel the African people again completely. And if we look at
we did talk about failing the African people, Mr. Ba. I go want to broaden them a little bit, because if something failed, that means say things them way them they expected them go do as a union, they don't be done, they do them.
Yeah, well, they talk about unity. They talk about the fact, say, Africa for be self-reliant and independent, but it's not. Even the AU, the building, now Addis is the $200 million building. Addis is sponsored by the Chinese. The 80% of the AU budget comes from so-called donors. And I think to say this is a monumental failure. If you want to really get a voice in the world and you want to represent the interests of the African people, you get forget your own source of income. Take, for example, one of the people that are the main pioneers of the African Union, Gaddafi. You know, whatever we get about Gaddafi in dictatorial tendencies. But Gaddafi, they actually killer, just criminal, you know, without... And I've been chair of the AU at some point, without no single African country not say anything. This is just NATO. We're basically in an aggressive institution. They say a defense institution for Europe, but it's an aggressive institution for dominate the world, basically for ensure, say, the world continue for stay like it is. So, in other words, we, the poor people in the world, especially Africa, for continue for play the subservient economic role. That is, if we give the raw material at banana prices, then give we finished products at exorbitant prices. So if this kind of system continue like this, we go continue for be extremely poor. And all this talk about prosperity and progress of the African people, and are just empty talk.
All right. Continue further with the program. Karimba, Pan-African activist and self-journalist in there this morning. They talk about the AU. Ugefo can talk about the summit where the African heads of state and G's come up na Addis. Well, still, we get Ambassador Dr. Umaru Bunduwuri in a one party aspirant stem for the SLPP flag bearer position. Good morning, sir, and welcome to the program.
Good morning again. Thank you very much.
All right, for the benefit of the one them, where nobody don't get the opportunity for no other na Ambassador Wuri and Osai Ikomo from what he don't do before he come inside politics. Short one, just tell Fambule other na Ambassador Wuri.
Well, Ambassador Wuri na a through and through civil servant who started from the youngest part of the civil service up to Permanent Secretary, up to Deputy General Foreign Ministry and Development Secretary, and also one of the longest serving ambassadors for Sierra Leone. And I also worked in management. You know, we built the Magbusi project when Magbusi was in trouble. Government sent me there and corrected that problem. And so I have been in the working life of the country right through and through.
So what make you think, say, the delegates them now the Salon People's Party goes get so much belief in you and vote for you for be the flag bearer for the next election for the party?
Well, as I just outlined, the people in this country know what I don't do for this country. All the areas where I don't work, they know, say, are productive, are sincere, are honest, and they not get any but about me in all the areas where I don't work. And then see, say, any say where I work, are the left they fine? If I meet a bad self, are they make them good before I come out. So I believe say they look for somebody where not get any problem or any corrupt issues. They look for somebody way straightforward. They look somebody way care for the country. Because as I say, I educated myself in the United States. I come back home. I work for government, and I never left my government for any greener pastures. I continue to work with my government. If I started in this very New England as a geologist in the Ministry of Mines and Lands at that time, I live in the bushes, I live in tent, just to show my interest in working for my country. So I believe, say, then kind of people, and then I need fit, and I did, and you look for say, what I get interest for this country, right, and so, that country I get.
So how popular you be within, the SLPP, the grassroots people, we apparently people in believe, say, that then gets the party?
Well, I believe, say, I'm quite popular with them. I may not they make the noise way people in the go and make, but I talk to people them. I meet people them. Even yesterday, I didn't go in the party office. Day first, day back, I've been going for go see Mrs. Myers. So I believe, say, yes. And when I can reach there, they all can come to me and tell me I do and follow me vehicle and encourage me. So I believe, say, the grassroots say yes, then like me and myself like them.
The reason we make a ask because of that, once you get the support of the people, once you get the support, and we don't see some evidence or evidences, with other candidates, and we then come out in the street, you see a lot and a huge number of people in the flag that we mean say then get hope in becoming the flag bearer. And little or not, you will not see from you.
Well, I not think, say, where the card follow you, now it means, say, you don't succeed. Sometimes the card will follow you for benefit of themselves. And when it's camp and camp, then who's that in the go? I mean, we don't see that several times in other areas. But as I said, no, me no de panda papi show. Are they actively talking effectively with the people? And I make sure, say, I put me point when I talk to them. And I also tell even my supporters them. I say, I don't make blabber. In fact, yesterday, some of them come now Jones Street, they were there around it and say, pa, one begin to come out, one begin to make blabber, one begin to this. But one thing I don't like any of me pull and go make plow with anybody. Because I don't feel saying that the best way that one day for help your country. Because if you leap and plaba, then we go still on the other plaba, they continue. And so now you make, they see that kind of a crowd. Not that I don't get people them. Today, I want people to come out. Okay. Believe me when I go see them.
So what are your vision for the party in relation to this flag bearership? What is the vision we bring come as a flag bearer?
Well, the vision I bring come is peace and unity. Because, for the last, call it 3 years or so, the party has been in a very difficult situation, and it continues to be so. And so only when you think about peace and unity that the party will be able to team up and do things when it's supposed to do, when they promise for do. But if we did like how we did so, it will be very difficult for us to be able to do what they promise. Let's just go with my brother talking about the AU. We talk about African unity, but we are not united. I mean, I remember when we get Ebola from African countries, even our next door neighbor not be even allow we follow we go Banjul. So then kind of thing, you know, that we try to avoid. The party will get for unite, we'll get for get peace within yourself, and we'll get for be honest to yourself. Because if we not do that one day, what will the problem people not be able to do?
I must say though, you talking about unity in the party, that bring me to asking you your relationship with other people who don't they aspire for be flag bearer in the Salon People's Party.
I think me and I one of the person in a way get relation with every one of them. Every one of them. And I believe if you ask them that question, then they say, yes, this is the man. We, you know, get no problem with anybody. I don't get problem with any one of the aspirant them. They respect me, I respect them. And some of them are in the past, I don't give a lot of support to them in their various areas of work.
Right, we got some group, we see them make up of flag bearers. I mean, they call themselves the Alliance. You did part of them?
I did it. And the reason why I did it, as I say, not for unity and peace. Because you can see, say, I give you an example there. When, for example, Dr. Wim Keller been come, you can see the problem where you can get. Anytime we go, problem. Anytime we go, problem. But we say, no, let we come together for constitutionality and for peace.
Okay. So, I mean, if people in the city, there is a divide, and the divide is between the Alliance mm-hmm. and another person, apparently, mm-hmm. Mother Bill, and mm-hmm. then you go with the Alliance, it's as if you're helping for divide. If you've done the middle, not giving allegiance to the Alliance, no matter you be middle.
No, being there doesn't mean I don't have relationship with the other people. And as I say, a few days ago, I was in the party office. I mean, waiting to see people not for good. Immediately, good. Eh? I mean, if I didn't divide, I don't think say it will happen. No, I'm not in the divide. I'm there, but I talk to everybody, as I say, because for SLPP, you know, as then you say, me and you not here for grief or work together. So if you join the party, I think that the party in image you for trying to push forward, not to your self interest, so that things will go before.
But this same alliance way you did talk about on a former for bring peace na the party. Mm-hmm. Now one way plenty people believe, and if you talk to the other faction of the SLPP, we na the Julius Madabion Young Camp believe say the alliance una forming the alliance now more division on a bring na the party.
No, I don't think so because the alliance, even the Ronald Bio, we be encourage them, we be ask them for join we talk to them, we invite them. But you know, everybody gets in your mind. You can join or you not join. I mean, you did it today, you want for come out, you can come out. I mean, you can be active or you not be active even when you did it. So really, we're not being formed for divide the party. No, we form them for all we can together.
All right, well, continue for the with we inside the studio in name na Ambassador Dr. Umar Bunduwuri in our aspirant for the Salon People's Party. Continue for the with we inside the studio. And now we go now one power headline story that will say, we don't tell them about an incident will be happening at Berry Bridge. Usai, them been to one caterpillar will cost over $70,000 na water. Well, on the line for tell we on about waiting. Happen, we make that B. We get on the line FUK Dabo in at the AIG Northwest. Good morning and welcome to the program AIG Dabo.
Yeah, good morning.
Yeah, just firstly, give you an idea of waiting actually happen on the day we that caterpillar being trapped na the Berry Bridge.
Okay, yeah, good. Yeah, Monday, this morning we pass. At about 9, I get a call, see a trailer with the caterpillar I don't fashion in a Berry Bridge. I go there, I look at the bridge, I look at the caterpillar. Hello?
Yes, I get you, go on.
I go there. Hello?
Yes, I get you.
Are you getting me?
Yes, I'll get you live. Continue, please.
Okay. I go there. Mr. Sir observes, yes. The trailer going inside the bridge and the caterpillar fashion. It almost hang down a bit. I interview the people in the area with the few policemen who go there. The first thing they tell me, they say the driver going inside the bridge with speed. Just 10 meters from... my shaka direction, the car got a problem. So the caterpillar hang down by the healing. So I said, well, they say they talk to the driver. The driver just can't say with speed, and the king lose. The chain with the chain arm, he lose. So when he lose, he of course, limp by the railing. We try very hard to see whether we're able to do as quickly as possible for a lot of people, for commuters, and for move. Already, he come today with the constructor, he come for that for construct with the beginning. We make use of the crane with the gate, but it's very small and not popular. That time, you know, people are not beginning the camp. They are not beginning the camp. They go there in 10 o'clock now. So I called the authorities in Freetown. Then I also talked to the Minister of Infrastructure, work on infrastructure. It'll be there within 9 days. He said, go look out. We realize we don't get no way for now. So I also talked to London Mining. See whether they go give me the crane for Kampula. But it was very impossible. A lot of mine is not going for Pula from that very junction direction. The only thing we'll go do is that if we get a crane from Fita, they go pull up from Yoda, because I just 5 meters, 5 to 10 meters off from my Shaka end. We did it for a very long time. We tried, no way. And again, we'll try for make sure see, we push the crane inside the caterpillar. If you for move, the bridge and bog. The hill and bog. The one way they get the crane, we don't see none of them. The driver disappear. You know, if you see anybody who say, nah, you can't say, okay, well, let me ask the police now, they look out for it here. That thing now, we don't get people up to 3,000 people there around now, about 300 vehicles on line up to, up to the next village. It was becoming a public order issue. We try, even in the evening, stay up to the 3 o'clock, no way.
All right. Let me just ask, at the time where the number, according to you, of vehicle fleets and people where they come inside, don't begin go, why would I not divert the traffic for the one way they come on McKinney, for user Magboka to my 91 and come free town?
No, but I'm not asking that kind of question. Also. The people where they come, now their own business. We tell them, say, no, when I go back, they say, no, they need to go to the way. Because for go by...
Because, what make I ask you, from what you they say, it's as if the pressure owner they receive from the people that will be there at the time, make una take that decision.
No, well, what you know is that that very bridge in a express route, the express route to Konoh District, Tonkolili, Kwenadugu, Bombali, Kambia, local.
But on the contrary, other routes, apart from that, where people and cable access.
Arikasa. Also, an international route to go for Lunge and for Guinea. So why over the divert people where they come? For go, they will sell in the pass by my 91. No, we're not going to do that. They want to for do other points and for make sure we we'll clear the bridge, for make sure for make access to the northern region.
So when I call SLRSA, we get the expertise within 2 trucks. When I been call their attention?
Yes, SLRSA will call their attention. SLRSA will call their attention. We call the infant and they come with the two machines.
So when they come with the 2 truck, why would I not decide for pull the machine than when I to run over water?
No, that is not my question. I have that question for me, the technical people.
No, but I mean, if you say when I all be there, they hang aid on how for pull them, when I for don't still hang aid where SLRC come on how them for pull them.
Oh, Mr. Man, you see, say, this machinery is so important. People, they don't come, they don't park, they don't drive a public order. People, they say, they right for move. 300 people, they don't come, they don't park in the place, about 200 vehicles park. I mean, for one big possible business, and when we don't try very hard, we never forget it properly.
So, if the people can wait about 3 or 4 hours, why they not wait for about 10 minutes where SLRS don't come out for pulling?
We don't get the appropriate machine for do that. The machine in the first camp, the time for fix them, if they for move them, they bring the point.
All right, so would I give the authority for letting them to your Obawata?
Would I give the authority for letting them to Obawata? It'd be very prudent at that point. For free way to people,
yeah. So, would I give the authority?
Maybe there's a ground.
I don't know. Yeah, so who gave the order? Yes, we all resolve saying that the only solution, but would I give the order now for letting to hear?
What do you mean would I give the order? Now the machine with the pool. The one with the way the fish they very put them for two nights and they did that order day.
So but we make for understand say other government officials and we did the woman pass and the instructs for do that.
Now I'm not saying you want for council the vice president the point.
No, not to that one can, but if you want to tell me about that, go ahead.
Because vice president was the very important and would have been only most senior government official at the place.
So what's
in
NBC?
Even detail and what they say happen. They say it's a form for council for the people there. But we can't, you know, it just examine the thing. You go back. You go back by the motor car. You wait. Why would they fight for remove the thing? We'll do a force. The thing will for move. If we move, we declare the railing. So you want to let the rail boil, the whole bridge boil, then we're not going to be able to pass for the next 1 month.
All right, so the vice president did it. You feel a little jittery and other people in pressure, so naturally, how about that?
But ordinarily, this is a vice president. The security is very paramount. Let me know the mixed matters. So if you come around, I will give them a legal of the duty. Because the security is very paramount. And the presidency.
So now they don't worry. Now they don't worry the truck over water. When I realize, I mean, like the expenses where the person be done in cure and all them things in there.
You look at the inconvenience where the person get for 9 hours. You know when I be see there, are you looking at all those things?
So
over 2,000 people they suffer for one great person. Where I express it.
Okay. All right, thank you very much, FK Dabo, for we you explained to me on exactly what happened on that day.
Yeah, thank you too.
Ena the AIG Northwest, FK Dabo, and the program in the listening to. Now, good morning, Salon. Be the talk about the caterpillar. We've been cost over $70,000 with them to gain our tab because, according to them, be the creating convenience at the time when people have one pass. We'll go for the short break and continue the program.
Sierra Leone Commercial Bank, a leading financial services provider, delivering value to all stakeholders.
Now me back, now you back, now we back. Salon Commercial Bank. Now me back, now you back, now we back. Salon Commercial Bank.
People's Bank.
Oh yeah.
Sure.
Salon Commercial Bank.
Delivering value.
We drive customer success.
For sure.
Insist on excellence. Integrity and commitment. Now that we stand for. Creating a climate of openness and trust. Personal values. Count on us.
You can count on us.
Team ethic. For sure. Count on us.
Coming back. Now you back, now we back. Salon Commercial Bank.
Delivering value.
For Radio Democracy 98.1 FM, and this now the midweek edition of the program. Good morning, Salon. We were they bring the program cancel this Wednesday morning. Mina Khadija Bangura
and Mina Suleiman Storm Kuruma.
We will continue the program, and still at the studio, we get Ambassador Dr. Umaru Bundu Wuri in a one party aspirant them for the Salon People's Party flag bearer position, and self forget Karimba. Pan-African activist and journalist there this morning, they talk about the African Union as African heads of state them just done their summit yesterday na Addis Ababa. Mr. Baalo, we look at this year's summit, usai the African heads of state them be meet, although you say the AU don't fail Africa. And now we look at some of the things them where the heads of state them be go talk about and waiting at the key areas they would be focus on.
One of the main things that we discuss Now, for appoint the new head of the African Union Commission, you know, so you get a ceremonial position where every year they can rotate them. So the last chair of the AU will be the president of Chad, Idriss Deby. Then they now hand over to the president of Guinea, Alpha Condé. But they're not just a ceremonial position mainly. The people, the people where they run the African Union, they get what they call the African Union Commission. It's basically the secretariat where they run the African Union. So the main, one of the main important things then this year, now for appointing the new chair, because the previous one, the former foreign minister of South Africa, Nkosazana Dlamini Zuma, you know, go for second term because he won't go contest for lead the ANC in South Africa. If I for make we also assess Dlamini Zuma in leadership in the AU, we really she was just absent. Fundamental things that happen in Africa, we you know talk at all. Until this BNTN, like we be the left, like a few days ago, we called them done yesterday. I think the first day, he makes some powerful statement against Donald Trump in recent decision for ban certain Muslim countries. There were three of them are from Africa. You know, we say it's unjust. He makes some strong statement. But before that, a lot of things that happened with it. You know, she just turned a blind eye. You know, you get a continent now and many African countries where the majority of young people, they don't get no hope.
Yeah, because now that I want for bring you come back to so the issues and the challenges them where Africa they go through, where look at poverty and say the mass migration of youth them where mm-hmm. then they go now Europe and save other countries, then just for go get look for greener pasture and some exactly. of them can go and get massive issues, especially the one that they can use that boat so they can say temple one yes. for go now Europe.
Yeah, yeah. So that's one of the major things then. That should say hope not in Africa. And they will be talk about waiting and discuss. One of the things, like we say now, for elect the new chair, then get people away, we come forward for stand for lead the African Union for GAM, the kind zest, for GAM, the kind strength we need, for GAM, the kind voice we need, and also for address the main issues the way now the fact say, you know, Africa we still economically dependent, you know, mainly because we leaders, they're really not serious about African unity. They're not serious about actually transforming the African economy. So now they make them young people there, so not get no hope. They want to run away, go Europe. Then they go drown at the Mediterranean. When thousands of young people then drown at the Mediterranean, the AU not say nothing. Nothing, they not talk absolutely. You know, which is very disgraceful. So we need somebody for lead the African
so any,
Union.
So any group, no, they like a pressure group, we go tell the African leader them the issues and put them on their toes. So now these are the issues they want to need for address for Africa as a continent.
Well, we the African citizens now we supposed for do that. Then get a civil society arm. We the citizens of Africa are supposed for they put their issues there. So now I make when the opportunity come for elect a new chair, some of we been very very vocal for say the best person for lead the African Union at this stage. We apart from being the most educated and the most passionate, and he get a long track record through in academic work and through in activism, and as a leader of a Labour Party in Senegal, for lead the African Union, we now the candidate from Senegal, Abdoulaye Batili. But unfortunately, politics take over the African Union, and of course, Morocco be get an interest for comeback. I mean, I listened to radio recently say Morocco can't alone and say they want for help for me could get some trade links, but in actual fact that they lobby for me then go back to the African Union. So politics take over the whole thing, then go give the president or the foreign minister of Chad, we now the head of the AU now, what's his name, Moussa Faki Mahamat, you know, instead of look at the credentials of the people them, you know, and we for me I feel to say the best person for don't lead now the Senegalese candidate Abdoulaye Batili. Right. But the only fortunate thing is that the Nogi Amina Mohamed from Kenya, the foreign minister of Kenya, she was just there to project the agenda of Kenya for go away from the ACC, because then president, you know, one of the people away but be done indicted for crimes against humanity. So that was her agenda. And thank God she didn't get the job. And but really not to the best candidate get the job. And it's a big disappointment, because Africa now we need a voice. We need economic emancipation, we need economic liberation, and that Abdoulaye Bathily they talk about. We need for take care of people and use we natural resources we'll get for benefit of people rather than for benefit China, Europe, and India and America.
All right, but I mean, one thing we plenty of people and think say the AU don't succeed by now peacekeeping. I mean, in terms of peacekeeping, they don't send peacekeepers and are almost plenty outside problems than they. Not to an accolade, not inside.
In terms of peacekeeping, I think to say they select mainly because of the American agenda. So, for example, Somalia then go there because it's bankrolled by America. America no one send soldiers and they. But other places, the way actually you get serious conflicts waiting for really intervene and find a very strong solution like Burundi. You get this whole question of people, everyone staying at power for life, you know, all over the continent. It's happening in Burundi, it's happening in Congo. They have not done much, you know. And I feel to say these are the very serious issues. Congo, for example, don't suffer so much war. 6 million people and don't die. You know, maybe 10, I think 10 million people and don't die over the past 10 years, you know, where people want for control Congo, their natural resources. All and right. That's the case for the rest of Africa. So these presidents for life. You
okay,
know, then we still get this problem where they're not able for address.
Kaimba, continue for the week tonight. The program will come back and talk about more issues we get for with the African Union. Like unto you, Ambassador Uri, you want for team up for be flag bearer for the Salon People's Party na the 2018 election. Now, let me look at the internal problems na the SLPP, because not all news now say una they are part and most of una supporter themselves. We talk to most of them, they don't really lose hope and confidence in the party. Say, how soon una will come together and make peace towards the 2018 election? And recently, we don't see one party people, when at the 2012 flag bearer, when I retired Julius, retired Brigadier Julius Madabio, they call una for make peace. Waiting una na the alliance, how una welcome this news?
Well, we welcome the news well, but then we want to see concrete evidences.
Because what do you mean by concrete evidence?
Well, when you call for something, I mean, there are parameters people want to look at and see, yes, we are doing this. So we are talking. As a matter of fact, even the CCSL don't involve. They have approached us. They want to bring us together. And as I say, we're ready for love. We sit down, love, talk peace. Because as far as me concerned, if we not get this peace, we have problems. We cannot do much for our people.
You dey talk as one voice for the alliance, or you dey talk as Ambassador Wu, as an individual?
No, as I said, I am talking generally for the SLPP. Because I've been telling you just now, it not mean say me we get for agree if we the work let or not work. If we not agree self, we get work for do am. We come up upon the work, we go do what we get for do. So me to talk generally what thing the SLPP need. Not for myself no more or for the alliance or for Brigadier Mandabio. I'm talking what the party requires. So that when we do am, then we get benefit out of am. I mean I don't talk for myself now, I don't want to talk for anybody. But if I not talk generally for the party where we all belong to, where we all say we are members, then I mean I will be selfish for talk for myself no more. No, I know you will do that, Andy. And I don't do a lot for love again. Even when we come out now the Bo convention, we'll be get that split day. I mean, I want the first people in ways who might not been called for me part of the constitutional committee. And me and my brother Dr. Alpha Wuri, we did a lot. We spent our money, we will go Bo, Kenema, Moyamba, Potloko, McKinney, all making peace. I mean, for example, like Poloko, they don't even talk to themselves. But today, they only sit on the talk, then they play, McKinney, etc. So that we believe in. We believe, say, we're not for divide ourselves. We believe, say, for day together. And being together will help us, believe me, than what we are now.
Right. The alliance now about 9 to 11 people and we come together for former. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, we only forget two people. I mean, they are the head and the deputy flag bearer. Mm-hmm. Then the rest of una. Not get for form part of that team. If they pick somebody away, for an example, you feel this is dissatisfied with, go also create another divide. So now, think say the alliance now a proper way for unite the party.
Well, it started in a good way, because when you get, as I was saying, when you get all income people and they then see me and you storm together, we supported then see me and you, then they don't go make problem again, because they know say if the people they would defend for they all day together, why would they come fight to save? And I make it don't reduce, you know, I make the fairness, we don't really reduce when you look at it that way. And I believe, say, I talk on the alliance staff ever say if we decide on anything, you get to be transparent and fair.
Because I alliance some people in the, I mean, the projected names, aspirant and other, the deputy aspirants, other people in the way they form that are currently even within the aspirant coalition.
Impossible. Because, as I say, if you see and say, not transparent, you know, fair, then that might bring the dissension from the other people. So, and I make anything what they do, make them clear, especially when you involve a lot of people. So, you know, if I talk for myself, then I left the party. It means I'm not helping the party. Now, make a serious note, I know you talk for myself, but I talk for the SFPP, so that the SFPP come together, the SFPP realize, say, which way would they pan, you know, good for we as a party. You know, good for we supporters them. You know, good for the country, because there is also going to be a security issue if SLPP really disintegrate and faith come out.
All right, continue for the between the program. Ambassador, will take this quick break and can continue with the program. Good morning, Salon.
The method for storing health records is about to change forever. Is your hospital, clinic, or health center up to date? Health Connect is Sierra Leone's electronic medical record system, which enables healthcare specialists to digitally maintain and store patients' health records. Health Connect provides a secure environment, is easily accessible, has a simple data entry system, and can schedule appointments and update prescriptions and results. These are just a few of the benefits of Health Connect. You can afford it, so join the health admin revolution. To ensure that you offer patients the very best service, sign up to Health Connect today. For more information, click healthconnect.sl or call 030 or 044 432 584.
The program is still a listener. Good morning, Salon. It comes to you from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. Still in the studio, we get Karimba, in a Pan-African activist and journalist, Ambassador Dr. Umaru Bunduwuri, in a one party SLPP flag bearer aspirant. Them we continue the program, and now we go online. Also, we get lawyer Emmanuel Safa Abdullahi, in a one party lawyer them for Abdul Fatoma, we na the chief executive for Chadi, one human rights organization, where they look inside the issues of accountability and don't they write about so many things. Then we get for do with accountability on government institution. Them this BNTM, if people can remember, Chadi be done the right things them. Usa they call on members of parliament them for come out and explain to people how then they use the constituency development fund where government done they give them. According to Chadi, then say members of parliament them don't receive but 120 billion loans for the past 5 years. Well, where Chadi been pulled their own press release, parliament then safe be the pull press release for counter waiting Chadi be the talk. Well, yesterday we be getting at the studio Abdul Fatoma, we been come on at the UK for the very first time, Radio Democracy be host time for can talk about the article them where it be done the right after the program yesterday morning. Police them, parliament send police them, say for can invite Mr. Fatoma for go na parliament for 10 o'clock for questioning on allegation them way it be done the right. Well, Mr. Fatoma been going to parliament and members of parliament them being call him na the parliamentary committee room number 1 for talk to him. Well, after that day we see then get him letter and later I go CID. Also we understand say he be sleep na CID. Well, on the line now we get Emmanuel Safa Abdullahi. Good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning,
Yesterday we see Usai one by your client when Mr. Fatoma be a CID and we made for understand say he sleep day. First begin for confirm if yes not true if he sleep day.
Yes. Yesterday at about 6 o'clock we go on a CID for try to get him on bail because we don't they talk to him on the phone since the afternoon where then they don't try and go down CID. And the officers then say, well, then just keep them on behalf of parliament instructions. So they don't get any way for grant and bail. Now, parliament, they send them to them, so not, therefore, release them.
If parliament been sent unto them, I don't know if you be asked the question to the CID them, what in be the reason where parliament been give them, where then send Mr. Fatomade, because now a letter where we get before we right now where Parliament been give yesterday to Mr. Fatoma, now that Parliament be they ask him for appear na Parliament Monday 6th February at 11 o'clock. Who said they ask him for go with the legal documents and we get a mandate for let Iran Chadi as an organization?
Well, yes. I mean, if you look at the documents them where Parliament issue, apart from the first letter where they issued to him yesterday, when the first letter where they issued to him as an invitation, they also issue a warrant. The time when we go on a CID, the warrant's been there on the table, who said they sit on and make a statement. The warrant say then they hold on for contempt for bringing Parliament into disrepute, disaffection. So now that's not the reason we make them be sent on the Parliament. The first important thing about the arrest of Fatoma, now the fact say Parliament himself does not follow the procedure waiting for follow for try for arrest somebody.
Waiting now, if this, you want, Mr. Safa, waiting be the procedures where Parliament be supposed for follow before they arrest somebody?
Okay, the first point is if you say somebody don't put or don't bring Parliament in disrepute, you invite them to Parliament, you ask them questions, and you prove, say, they don't bring Parliament in disrepute, then you slam them a contempt charge. Now, contempt charge in a discretionary powers where Parliament can use for punish somebody. But from what you see, from what you just report this morning, the man came now on a radio station, he grants an interview, all of a sudden, police come arrest him. Now, he not even been done get a first invitation to Parliament, and I don't go Parliament for let them go, a question them for let prove his story where he been published or not. Then take him can go to Parliament where he do as a citizen. From Parliament, then can go to CID and go lock him up, then say then the whole amount today where he go appear before Parliament. Which in that they imply? It implies say you already don't convict the man before you even hear it in your side of the story. The man then a salon, he not don't run out of salon, he come in a salon on his own volition. Now, you be need for just GM an invitation letter. If you've been turned down the invitation, then you will say, okay, you don't disobey parliamentary orders. Now, for let you just grab or somebody just sit down and say, oh, that bobo will be write that report this salon, when I go arrest him. Then the police carry out an illegal order, you know, then that this is very troubling. The second issue about hello?
Yes, I get you. They come in live and clear.
Hello?
Yes, Emmanuel, they're live and clear.
The second issue about that arrest, the fact say, this man raised concerns about Sierra Leone and Sierra Leone institution when a parliament, right? If you raise a concern about democratic institution, the democratic institution for come out and counter your report
but,
and want to put facts on.
But
on
Emmanuel,
Emmanuel,
if I can come in yesterday, Abide na the committee room, say members of parliament them be invite Mr. Safa for questioning. Some of the things them where mm-hmm. they be ask him na that if an organization
hello?
Register legally. Hello? Hello? All right, I think say we don't lost lawyer Emmanuel Safa Abdullah and the line will try for get him back. And Igo can't talk on the issues them. The program we they listen. Now, good morning, Salon. Hello, I think we don't get Emmanuel. Hello. All right, so the try for get him back na the line, but quickly let we listen to music.
Yes, the people that is that bad before Kasara back. Them say man no die, man no rot. Me no kill for sin, so me no afraid nothing. I don't come off a start from nothing. Now me na general with a 5-star button. Where you want me canna this country in mona. We were born up and body it 10 times Sarah. With the negativity catch na little corner. Dreams and aspirations, they ready for kill and boss alone. But original identity, you ain't no know me. You better know me, yeah. Bad for cool, so me mama call me. You ain't no know me, you better know me, yeah. Will be first for one man military, me legendary. Me no plan bad for nobody, yeah. Me back for school by the cemetery, mentally.
Shala University.
Call me a message. I'm the best man that day. Call me a message. They can never bring me down. They can never shut me out. Cause I'm a survivor. I'm a survivor. They can never bring me down. They can never shut me out. Cause I'm a survivor.
All the people them, I they inspire them. The haters them, and me party them. The mama them, the papa them. Now the music them, they dance, now them color them. Around the world, the sexy girl them, me I love them. Me sabi world them, and me not dull them. Me jam for them, me tire them. Then when we say we no go growth, on that fire them. Forever, backward never. Me no retreat, me no surrender. Sugar medicine, one time send me a heavenly.
All right, that now song title, Last Man Standing, way Emerson Duna, the program this morning. We still continue with the program, Good Morning Salon. All right, the song now, Survivor, under the Last Man Standing album, way Emerson Duna. We continue the program, Good Morning Salon. And again on the line, we get lawyer Emmanuel Safa Abdullahi in the lawyer for Abdul Fatoma, the chief executive for Chadi, where yesterday he been sleep na CID as parliament been call him for questioning later ago na the CID for make statement. Mr. Abdullahi, Abide talk on the issue usai parliament been call Mr. Safa yesterday and myself happen for day. One party thing they we been come on at the meeting na that then be ask him for the legal registration of an organization as parliament say they be don't do some investigation and fair not say the address usai is say the organization they you know even they exist.
Well, firstly, Mr. Fatoma in organization, a London-based organization. If you look at Nana Meki Call and Charity International, the organization registered as a charity under the English law. Now they operate from, you know, they just operate on Sierra Leone, they operate on several other emerging democracies.
So Uswana the address within an African road?
So the issue about internal address, it may not try to get a local office in Sierra Leone, and it may not go through registration process. They get a city council registration, they get the Ministry of Social Welfare and Gender registration, because the NGO registration, they take longer. These are issues that we're for not able for proof without you put on behind bars and detain them overnight. I think the detention have been just for intimidate them, and this is not very high-handedness of parliament. It is right for muscle the citizens for question them about which thing they do and how they know they do them work or how they do them. And it's completely out of place.
So as in lawyer, waiting at the way forward now, waiting at the things they would una don't do in terms of legal actions.
Look, the man finds himself in this very difficult situation. CID say we just hold the man on behalf of parliament. Parliament say, oh, we need him at 10 o'clock so we'll get for detain him. If you need a citizen, you don't take him passport, you don't get any reason for detain him, CID. You can let him make it go home, make it come back in the morning and can't answer your question. Because you know they run away, you already get him passport. But you can't go CID, then take statement from him up till about 6 o'clock, and then you detain him for intimidate him. You're not just intimidate in one grain, you intimidate the rest of civil society and citizens not for ask questions on parliamentary duties and functions and responsibilities. And I think this is not the worrying sign. When you get a House of Parliament, elected representatives, wait for they do issues like looking at accountability in government or looking at the new audit report in a proper way, they not do them. Then they go after a citizen where ask questions about their new accountability mechanism.
Emmanuel, you be the post, you be the make some post them na social media, na your Facebook page and self on WhatsApp. You dey try for talk about this particular issue that happen. Say this na parliament anti people. What do you mean by this post?
What you exactly say na me post? I mean that's why I post on me WhatsApp. Me being an activist, and I dey watch another activist being detained in such a way. I write yesterday as a parliament, not for the act in an anti-people way, because you as a parliamentarian and you as a parliament, the people will elect you get a right to question you all over the world. If they question you and then you use arbitrary or excessive powers for try to suppress them, it means you do act outside of the way where the people expect you to put. So I did not just put it in a corner. I put it on my Facebook wall and I share them in groups then where they. And as a parliament, get for exercise some amount of democratic restraint. Everybody, where you put your life into public office, you have to be questioned. You get for be scrutinized.
But Mr. Abdullah,
you get for be scrutinized you, and you're not going to try for arrest everybody because they scrutinize you.
Mr. Abdullah, if I can take you back now, one interview with Radio Democracy been do concerning this issue with the leader of parliament. Now that in all get, the parliament not get issue with the questioning, the issue with them getting out the money, which are the talks say they don't receive 120 billion loans in the past 5 years for the constituency development fund, where it been come out clear and explain say that not to true.
Me not go into the veracity of the story now. The man writes it and don't give him 150 billion over the past 5 years. Is it true? Is it a lie? When I put them to the public, say, oh, what you don't receive so far, now this we don't receive. Not just for statement. The man will go further and say, the money we don't give the parliamentarians, they're not account for them. And not saying no more say. The audit reports that year also states the community development funds, not funds that whether or not they account for. He also talk about the fact that money we don't give them for Ebola sensitization, they not account for them. So we not come and say, oh, this one, I say, now lie on a lie, look, we account for being give about this money we don't give we. And then the people can judge themselves. Now that makes sense. Now the marketplace of ideas. You put your own ideas, somebody puts your idea, we want to discuss them. That is democracy. If you disagree with somebody or you think they don't say something when it's true, you counter and we counter fact or within Donald Trump call alternative fact. Not for arrest them, put them in detention and try for intimidate the entire sector for ask questions on parliament.
All right. Thank you very much, lawyer Emmanuel Safa Abdullahi. In the lawyer for Abdul Fatoma, when the chief executive for Chad, the one human rights organization, we don't question parliament on accountability and they ask them, say, let them come out and explain how they use the constituency development fund. Also yesterday, they be invite Mr. Fatoma for question in a parliament and later he go CID and he happen for sleep na CID. Will they continue the program? Good morning. Salon, let we take this break and will they come back?
Pharmacy board salon don't take notice, say, plenty people they bring cosmetic product them and they open cosmetic shop them in the country, they not get license. Anybody where they bring cosmetic or open cosmetic shop in the country, for go register first na pharmacy board before it begin business. Or if you be not registered, you for renew the registration every year inside the first 3 months. So pharmacy board salon, they advise all you want them where they do business, where not get license, for do so one time. If anybody fail for abide by the law where Papa Government don't put for cosmetic within the Pharmacy and Drug Act 2001, it go face the full penalty of the law. So, you want to do cosmetic business, go register or renew your license now before it's too late. Now, Pharmacy Board Salon, they bring this message come to you.
The program you listen to now, Good Morning Salon, and they come to you live from the Society for Radio Democracy 98.1 FM. Continue for be part of the program. Send me text message on issues we'll be discussing inside the program to the number 07-7981-981. We'll bring the program to you this morning. My name is Suleiman Storm Kuroma.
And Mina Khadija Bangura. We'll continue with the program and now we'll look at another issue we get for with the Salon People's Party. As this BN term, the issue them now the opposition SLPP party don't be concerned to plenty people. As it turns like saying two chairman the SLPP get, also we see the two chairman them send two name them na for the by election we get for B na constituency 66 na Tonkolili district. This be make neck right letter to PPRC where inside one letter to neck confirm Prince Hardin as the chairman of the SLPP. This according to the first ten chairman and leader for the Salon People's Party, John Oponjo Benjamin. Na problem where is saying a PPRC been created. John Benjamin explained more to Ahmed Sise inside this interview.
Indeed, there are challenges along the way. And we have always said that institutions in this country, some of them, are the root cause of the problems within some of partner with political parties there. PPRC, a very big example of one. Because I was present in the meeting where we all agreed, say, for the sake of peace that we party, we had two commissioners. We had the acting registrar. We had the secretary of PPRC, the all meet with AIG Arashek. We will agree, say, for the sake of peace, law put hold activities of election our party for two weeks so that we'll all the confusion we'll get, law rectify, so that we'll move together as a united party and just do with district election and finish with national elections and move forward. Indeed, PPRC was supposed to come out with a press statement to that effect. Chairman Suman Okapeh did come out with a press statement with exactly state which we agree on. By the morning, in your Secretary General, don't come out with a statement to make them ignore it in the chairman and leader don't talk. Let them go ahead and do elections and let them go on and hold a neck meeting. PPRC, we're not in supposed to monitor the activities of political parties and ensure that there is peace within the party, failed to put out their own press statement, then say they are not properly composed. So the problem we can lead to the deputy chairman and leader now claiming that they are the chairman and leader. Now, PPRC line causa because they were not properly composed for make indeed then put out a press statement. We confirm the step we don't take for make we get peace in this party. They allow a group of people for illegally go ahead and hold a meeting where they say they suspend the young chairman and leader, which we condemn outright. And indeed, for make the very PPRC now, when they are still not properly composed for the right letter, for say they recognize that illegal action, to me, these are clear indications that PPRC itself don't become part of the problem.
So you want for blame PPRC, we want go and say when I get to our constitution, we're supposed to be the guiding principle for our party.
Fine. So there was no need for even make PPRC come inside because we got a constitution where they guide we. Our constitution very, very clear for the way they do district elections there. Now the regional executive and then go supervise you. Where they do constituency elections, now the district executive then go supervise you. And anything outside that, now an illegal act, and this is what they did. And apart from that, when they say neck meeting, I have been chairman and leader for 4 years. Never at any point in time has my deputy chaired a neck meeting.
Because maybe you be the president for the neck meeting there.
No, I mean, whether you present or not, the constitution very clearly states it. Now you for chair. They not talk to you in your absence, your deputy go chair. They never said that.
So it has never happened. But if the chairman or the...
No, the chairman been there, and the chairman did say the neck meeting not for hold. So by virtue of that, that meant the meeting not for hold. Now, in the council, the meeting, I don't say meeting not for hold because of the interest of the party. So they had no business going ahead with the next meeting. So really, that problem was caused partly by PPRC failing to do their duty and partly by somebody or a team of people there.
So let me look at development or developing issues that really come up, especially in terms of by-election, where una particular for contest, election they come, you know, some members them, they call say una need for sidom and talk peace. But what are you take in terms of una sidom na table and set to listing once and for?
We don't already begin for talk to some party stakeholders where they don't group themselves, they don't even do a letter. They don't meet me. Over 10 of them, we don't begin to talk about genuine peace in this party. Not to them for face peace where people they need to talk about.
Mr. Benjamin, as first-time chairman and leader for this party, the most recent one, one go and say the onus they upon you, you get a responsibility at some point for, you know, mediate or for come and bring all the sides then together for able to let this party tin up and move forward.
That is exactly what I'm doing, because one thing we don't do, like most of we when aspirants, we don't talk together, we don't say, we forgive peace, attention at all times, we walk in peace. And when the elders they don't contact we definitely for embrace them and let them move towards peace.
All right, that's now first thing, chairman and leader for the Salon People's Party, John Opunjo Benjamin. He be the talk inside an interview with Ahmed Sise, who say he be the blame the PPR system and responsible for the problem them where don't they be na the Salon People's Party. We continue with the program, and now we take some text message them where don't come na the program for this morning.
All right, well, me to start with messages that one I don't send through with text message line, that now 0779 81981. This one, Mr. Presenter, I'm telling you, if SLPP can can give Ambassador Wuri a chance, he will change the country for good. He is the only man that can unify his people and the party. They come up from Suri, from Ibrahim Cisse Nabo.
This one from a Facebook page where they come out from Tunde Scott, it say, it's rather unfortunate that Mr. Fatoma spent the night in detention. At the same time, Mr. Fatoma should also know the implication behind malicious and baseless allegations against the legislative arm of government. The issue of him having a non-existing address for a non-registered organization is another story on its own altogether. Please keep us posted.
This one's the ambassador. We know that you're a good politician and have humanitarian feelings. If you become president, what can you do for the youths of this country? They come up from Mustafa Nakalaun.
This one from Philip Tula Jr. on our Facebook page say, Ambassador Bon Wuri is one of the most peaceful aspirants. He is calm, gentle, loves his people, and more especially, he is respected by all the fractions within the SLPP. I, for one, would have preferred you run for the party chairmanship and help in unifying the party. What's your take, sir?
This one on the OGI story where we run, he said, Madam Khadija, the OGI has been dormant for some time now. Most of these institutions are not delivering their services well. There are a lot of grumbling in the public over mobile phone operators, Guma Valley, EDSC, and others. Please, we want to see action. MB Kalona Locos.
This one from Issa Davis on Facebook page is say, Karimba, the great Panafu champion in Sierra Leone, keep it up.
This text message say, good morning, 98.1. God bless you for your tireless effort. Please tell the aspirants that all politicians talk a lot during election campaign, but never deliver their goals. What does he have for the future? Secondly, let the ambassador tell us how many flag bearer contenders for the SLPP are there. They come up from Adeyemi Jones in Australia.
This other one says civil society organizations in Sierra Leone face multiple challenges, including limited and tense relations with government. A typical manifestation was the detention of the Chadi boss yesterday by the Sierra Leone police on the basis of contempt of parliament. Oh, sweet Salon, the truth is Sierra Leoneans have an interest in accountability because we pay taxes and because the people look for open and fair democratic condition. So we for ask question. I don't believe progress is possible if our desire to preserve our identities give way to an impulse or domination another group. Obama once said, the world is too small. We are too packed together for us to be able to resort those old ways of thinking. They come out from Brain Box now Facebook page.
All right, and this other text message on the African Union issue. We say, there are many challenges African states are faced with. Secondly, most of them didn't believe they can do it.
This other one from Richard H. Puge is say, what PPRC responsible for the division within the SLPP? This is one of the most unfortunate statements to have come from JOB. SLPP flag bearers are responsible for the present division within the party and will be the only way to provide a lasting solution to the said division.
This one say, Comrade Bar, you are absolutely correct. The AU is a disappointment to the African people. It has all the outfits of a neo-colonial institution. In my view, it is a tool in the hands of the West. It is performing a similar function with the UN, which is trying at all costs to undermine the economic emancipation of Africa. Until without economic independence in unity without economic independence is meaningless. They come from Mukhtar Damola.
This other one who don't come now the program say 98.1. I'm telling you, if the SLPP can give Ambassador Wuri a chance, it will change this country for good.
This text message say on the bridge story we run, he say Radio D, it is crystal clear. This now on the SLPP story. There is an ongoing problem in the SLPP. After the convention, everyone is desperate to be a politician flag bearer of the SLPP.
This other one say, Ataya self, Olma wants power na SLPP. Usai, would they come out now?
Alright, and this now I will read on the Caterpillar. You say police can use its discretion to do anything reasonable and in the interests of the public.
This other one say, Radio D, please ask Ambassador Wuri about his opinion on the SLPP court case and the PPRC acceptance of Dr. Hardin as the acting chairman for the SLPP. Well, now, so we go tap the text message them for now and come to studio guest them for respond to the concern them where people don't send na the program this morning. I go start with you, Ambassador Wuri, because most text message them now for you then come.
Thank you very much, Khadija. I start with the first one, which was the youth. It is true that our youth are very much unemployed, but one of the reasons also with the ACC now problem, you know, some of them are not employable. And I think what we may get for do or what we for do as a government or as people, I think for training people there, make them get a trade. Either plumbing, carpentry, you know, mechanic, auto mechanic, refrigerator. As long as they are employable, then you can make a room for them. But the way they are now, if they are not trained, it's difficult to put them in every point you want. Security is not enough. Not too many people are there. So we need to train them. I gave an example of a doctor and a plumber. This plumber being sick, he calling doctor, you know, go in doctor not able to come before they begin to mock her in the sense that now they call me, make her come. So he begin to tell the man, say, okay, but I'm not able to come now. What you go do, take 2 aspirin, put an icomode every 2 hours. So this plumber is sick, but that morning, luckily, he able to recover, then he go see a doctor. A similar thing happened to the doctor. He don't build a new house. He go and buy expensive rug and carpet them in house, new house. He moved there 2 days in toilet box. He begin call the plumber for let come. Then the plumber say, I come. He call her, he say, they come. He say, well, I get trouble with me carpet and the poil. So after some time now, you know what himself say? He tell the doctor, say, he say, take 2 aspirin, drop it on the commode every time, I'll see you tomorrow morning. So you can see, say, instead of getting your own role. So everybody important. So if we train everybody in the year, we'll be able to give them employment in different sectors. Talking about us being the chairman, that would have been a very good thing. But the way you can see that this country, the chairman of the party really, not like other parties where he has a power. I mean, you can be there, you advise, but if they don't take the advice, there's nothing you can do about it. So really, if you know you can do it, you go and do it yourself. That's the best way you can do it, you know. And then you talk about Naya Sahib, we not deliver as politicians. Well, I not think say not every politician will deliver. Me don't do a lot of things for this country, as a civil servant, as a manager, as a diplomat. Very things them we I don't do. We people know say yes, me are very productive, and I know they talk no more. I know they do. Now I make a talk about as people they say just now. They say are quiet and this. That's me. Effectiveness is what is me. And that I try for do.
But you think, when you look at the political trend in a salon, you think, mm-hmm. say, quiet person, as you say, don't accept you really quiet, go able to rule salon?
Of course. I mean, ruling is not by making noise, but by becoming effective. And what you say for do, you do them. I mean, if somebody don't do something, we're not correct, you say the punisher, you punish them. Those are the kind of things. Not the way, suppose they hala, what you hala, you do them. That's the end. They tell me, I just know. See, politicians will talk about boku boku no iduam, and that me not to that kind of person. If I talk, I know iduam. I want for duam when I talk am. So that's what I want for duam. And then somebody talk about the many how many flag bearers there from Australia. For now, I think maybe like 12 or 13 that I have an idea about. And then you come to the court case. Frankly speaking, me don't always talk and say I don't believe court case with political parties. Because whatever the decision that comes from the court sometimes is just more divisive. I gave an example. When we get that case with Ali Bangura, when they can't court the case, the party becoming more polarized. All man see me don't win, Alice, I don't win. You know, so you know, good for going to court. And of course, PPRC, I think they should have, you know, if we don't think twice, you know, say that this problem, may they investigate that first before they take quick action. Because sometimes when you take quick action, you might not do the right thing. I mean, they have the right to do what they do, but I think they would have investigated much more, you know, before they take an action.
All right, continue for the with you now the program. Quickly, like hand to you, Karimba, we na Pan-African activist and self-journalist. Yeah, this morning, they don't talk about the AU and self-things them where they don't be of challenge to the AU. Now, look at the way forward for Africa, considering Donald Trump in presidency in America, from where you don't see executive orders upon executive orders. And self, when you look now Europe, now the more of the right wing than they win elections. So waiting, any hope for Africa with all the threats there where they come up?
Well, you raise an interesting question. It's about
how do we respond as Africans to Donald Trump and, like you say, the emergence of the far-right anti-immigration or anti-poor people party then at the world, you know. Marine Le Pen in France, they lead now the polls, now that Donald Trump now they. In Holland, in Austria last year, another Donald Trump almost win the election. So we know, of course, Donald Trump, somebody very erratic and I don't know, waiting, we will respond.
So how, isn't that the hope for Africa?
For Africa,
if then kind leader, they are continuing for the emerge.
Then kind leaders like Donald Trump, we as Africans, and I don't see all the African leaders, they just keep quiet because they know their place, they put them at some place. They know, say, they're not supposed to talk certain things. And they accept that rule day. It's very unfortunate that we lack leadership in Africa today. Very serious problem. And the people already emerge as leaders or supposed one for can lead we, really, I know they see any hope, say, they're able for really take we. They're not even they discuss it. As Africans, we all go respond to this, not just Donald Trump. You know, Donald Trump don't pass executive orders after executive orders. They don't ban three African countries they not forgo. Country the way them bomb. When America them bomb. Libya, Somalia, continue for they bomb them. So bombed one journalist scholar, bombed and banned. So how do we respond? Me as a Pan-Africanist, I believe for say the future for Africa is we unite or we perish. Unfortunately, the African leaders there, even they don't go sign this agenda 2063, in 2063 they don't sign say they all, including their own president, they don't sign say Africa for be one unified Africa. But since they go sign that in 2030, never really talk about them. I mean President Koma, never. If they're serious about African unity, for they really talk about them, now their speeches, now they're not serious. You know, therefore, don't bring referendum issue for say now we don't go sign this. They are not.
So if Donald they talk, Trump, say if they major, talk, say.
It could be something very fundamental because this man in thinking now populist, now fascist. What I mean fascist? Now somebody where they think in terms of then Hitler, you know, that kind of political ideology of the superiority of the white race and the Western ideas, and of course Hitler and be the Jews then be there against. Now this man in the Muslim they're there against. These are very dangerous ideas, and we are in dangerous times. So how do we respond? The fact that we leaders are silent speaks volumes.
So what is the use of the platform now, waiting from the AU for us to meet and discuss issues?
That's the question. Nobody now ever, they're not up till now not get mind for stock anything. And they're not even thinking of how to respond. They want to continue to play this subservient role, you know? Or maybe just keep quiet, hold their nose until this thing pass.
But we don't see Usai, the union, don't get a new chairperson now. Maybe Ingo come out and talk about the issues. As possible, don't follow issues that not Africa. You see that kind of hope and confidence in the new chairperson?
No. If Nabi Abdullahi Batili, when he get a track record of being vocal for Africa, maybe. But this one is just a career diplomat. We just want for no rock the waters. One for just, you know, building career, maybe tomorrow, instead of go and go for go leading country. That's how they see. So go to the diplomatic circle, either UN or African Union, you go through the ranks, then you don't get publicity. Can the Yumkel, another example, come back for can continue for play their role, you know, when for make we continue for DBN and they produce raw material for the West. How long for that? Is interesting that the candidate just not talk about training for the youth, talk about auto mechanic. That's all we have to offer for produce auto mechanics. Why don't we produce the vehicles themselves? We can. We have the biggest deposit of iron ore. Salon, Guinea, and Liberia alone, we get the biggest deposit of the iron ore in the world. If we put resources then together, we will produce the metal for transforming the economy. But they don't think like that. They think about, will they produce auto mechanics for how long? Almost job will they create. Unless we begin for produce finished products, we are going nowhere.
All right, Karim, continue for the week tonight, the program. Like unto you, Ambassador Uri. Now, let me look at the positive side of the aspire, where they aspire for be the SLPP flag bearer. What if you able for convince the delegates them and then vote for you? You happen for be the flag bearer for the SLPP come 2018 election. What in will be some of you message them to Salon people for letting go vote for you and be the next president?
Well, so some of the message I would say may they look at my track record. always
things
I don't
say go. Enough.
It's more than enough, Khadija, because when you think all my track record, which I don't work, which I admit things are bad, I transform them to become positive. Taking about Magbusi project, my 91, Magbas, when I went there, that another time they were there in Besula Sugar, we almost collapsed. I would have built them up back, we paid $2 million to government at that time. It was $2 million, one to one. From there, now Nigeria. As High Commissioner, now me make Nigeria involved, now be war and I for fate, because me believe in peace. I convinced Babangida and Abacha, and we all know what to have in Nigeria and rule been there now before even Nekomogo ever come. I go Saudi Arabia, I bring development in terms of energy, in terms of educational projects. We NACSA the run one, Ministry of Education the run one. I talk to Kuwaiti for the Lomni Toke Road that is going on today. I talk to Germany for help us with vehicles. I talk to Italy, the right of all we loan them on Bumuna and even help us to finish Bumuna, which they were not going to do anymore. So, I mean, there are so many things, as I say, I have me track record. Every embassy will have its problem there. Debt.
So now on that platform that you get for base, you campaign on?
Well, yes. Well, but also base me campaign in the interest of getting my country. As I've been saying, I know one day left my country for any greener pastures, even though I educate myself. So that kind of interest, there was some way to show. Now that kind of positive, when I would let forget, say, this elect the country. You're not going to ruin the country for anything.
All right. now, I mean, if peace is not it possibly impossible for let USSF as an aspirant, you know, come up and team up. And now the call, Madabi don't make come for make a peace. You don't think it's a platform that?
No, that platform that, but as I've been telling you, I see me be not begin peace long, long, long time before now.
No, I mean, but this is now.
Now we are ready for peace, but let us also pay dues to somebody where you don't do something about the peace. You know Dr. Tengbe? Dr. Tengbe spent his money, he organized a peace meeting because we believe, say, Mada Bio cannot be ruled out if we want to make peace. He has to be part of it. And at that time, they invited him, they invited his people, even a Reverend Bumper, you know. So we have gone through all that, but they were not coming. So I'm happy now that he's calling for peace because, as I say, without him, it's going to be a problem if there is no peace in the party. So let us work seriously and make sure, say, when we say peace, we mean it.
So not just to talk. How soon do you think Unago will meet with and make peace?
I say, better message, no, we don't get a group, we don't call them Peace for Green or Green for Peace, that has made some resolutions. They've gone around all of us and talked to us, and we don't look them, we accept them, and we're ready for them to take the lead. And also CCSL also, they don't approach we. We don't also agree, say yes, we will listen to them. We ask them and then give it date, we're going to invite both parties for now. We go for go, so don't talk peace. So it is. I mean, I'm sure it's not going to be too long.
Right, so if now they make peace, possibly, me say, now they merge. No more, coalition. We now only merge now for pick one candidate and go ahead.
That will come out of the peace, what we agreed on. That will come out of the peace because, as I say, we have to be peaceful. We have to be one. We do so that we go to the election as one country, one people.
Okay, and I mean today, court is on a court case. How soon you think say this court issue and the resolution? Now we forget, you know, a by election. The two factions in the Senate, two candidates, and at the end of the day, PPRC already side one person.
Well, me, as far as I'm concerned, the candidate has become an SNPP candidate. And somebody I know who has influence in that area and somebody who has helped me before, and I'm ready to help him as well.
Okay, so you, it no matter whether your own candidates and pick, you don't support the candidate because now SNPP team up for.
Yeah.
It reflects to other people who they team up as flag bearers, this your own view of accepting them. Accepting the candidate.
Well, as I say, I know the candidate. He has worked with me before. He has helped me before, and I believe say he go win. And if he win, then the party get the glory, not individual, and that's what I believe in. So let the party win.
All right, Ambassador, we continue for the week. Quickly, Karimba, somebody on our Facebook page, you say Radio D, please help me, Pan African. Comrade say I go one know if he gets any office or means to a person ki able for reach him for join him on the Pan African campaign.
Well, you can connect me on Facebook if you search for Karimba AKB, then we can take out from there.
All right, so would it try for wrap up the program now? People who don't they listen to, wait till you don't they talk, but the African Union and the hope where Africa get now the world, now not all like that kind positive hope somebody from where you don't they explain go don't get. Now would it try for wrap up the program? Waiting go be message to somebody where get so much passion about Africa and the hope for see Africa be a better place.
Well, hope in the, I say we will not get hope in the sense that the current leadership in Africa, but the people of Africa for ready for engage themselves and for engage the African leaders, for make we move away from this ethnic and tribal and parochial politics and think African and think in terms of a really emancipatory politics for change with condition, with people and condition. Now Africa and for play a critical role for me, the whole world be a better place for we all. Yeah, there is hope, because we get the natural resources. If we get the leadership, we now we the African people a need for do, you know, because we cannot depend on the current people and for take we out. We have to really think how we'll come together and defend the African people and interests. You see all over the world, people like even Donald Trump, people in the go on the street, they protest, say no to this want, you very divisive and all of this. This is the kind of citizenship we need in Africa. We need for ready for the challenge we lead as them on a constant basis, not for just sit down and accept waiting and say no. For challenge them, peaceful protest is a democratic right. For they engage in that and anything waiting they do, we feel to say wrong. For really challenge them, that's the way forward. And also begin for think about a more a radical way out, a more emancipatory way out of this kind of emancipatory politics rather than the current kind of politics.
Thank you very much, Karim Ba, Pan African activist and journalist, for welcoming the program this morning. Can't talk so much things we get for do with the African Union and Africa a whole as a continent. Also, Ambassador Dr. Umaru Bunduwuri, one Pandi flag bearer aspirant them for the Salon People's Party. Thank you very much for welcoming the program this morning.
Thank you.
Well, now, so we'll wrap up the program. Good morning, Salon, for today on edition. Plenty thank you to the production team, Alex Lawrence Koma, Ahmed Sisse, where them produce the program, and to the rest of the Good Morning Salon team. No forget for listening to we midday show at 12. Instead, get more information on current affairs program. 7 o'clock will be time for we national news. At 9 in the evening, go be time for we other current affairs program within the B. So till we meet back, me na Khadija Bangura, they say have a nice day.
Alright, I'm Lemmy Station from News and Current Affairs Studio. You just listened to we Good Morning Salon program. Welcome to you for listening to the programs. Then we'll get so much more good information for you. As we get information, we'll let you know. It's 9 a.m. We're going to bring come to you Salon and some international news. Stay tuned.